Here is at 5:45. The Mishnah tells us, don't forget to change your clocks on Motzei Shabbos. Chemas Chalilin, when you have a bagpipe that was used as a musical instrument, so Torah min Amidras, nobody leans on that, so that's not going to get to Mas Midras. Arevas Pisionis, but if you're dealing with a trough of Pisionis, which is partial wood and has dirt inside, so Beishamai Omer Midras, Beishamai says theoretically people can go ahead and lean on it. And the workers did lean on it when you would transport it. It's going to be Tamei Meis. But people, unless you're a worker who doesn't care about his clothing, you know, people don't lean on that. If you have a trough that holds between 2 log and 9 kav that cracks, it's able to convey to Mas Midras. But if you left it in the rain and it swelled, so Tamei Meis, then it's going to be able to become Tamei Meis, right? Just like it was before it cracked. Why? Because now it has a base kibbutz. But Kadim Ministika, right? What happens if you put it in the east and it cracked, right? So Mekabelas Midras. Zechomer B'shiyari Kliyetz Mi B'tchilasan. This is one of the rules, the stringencies that apply to broken wooden kalim. Zechomer B'shiyari Kliyetz Nitzar Mi B'tchilasan. There is also a stringency that applies to wicker, right? More so than in the broken pieces, rather than in the beginning. They're not able to become tamei at the beginning until the rims are put together. But once the rims rub out, they're still able to remain tamei. So the leftover pieces, even if the smallest amount is there, it's able to become tamei. People can rest and sleep and do other things with wicker. Makel shasobe siad lekardom. What if you have a stick that you turned into a handle for an axe? So chiba l'tuma b'shas malacha. As soon as you put it in together, while it's inside, it's attached to something that's tamei. Hadiusar. What's a diusar? So a diusar is a composite of the words diu and star. It refers to a wooden stick with two holes, one on top of the other, where you put rods, and the women would use this to hold on to the thread and the spindle. So chibur l'tuma b'shas malacha. These pieces, when put together, they are going to be an attachment for tuma. Kvo b'kalnos, if you put it into a post, tamei b'eino chibur lo. So then it's going to be tamei, but it's not going to be considered chibur. Asabo diyustar ein tamei el tzarko, and when you made it into a diyustar, it's only the part that's needed, right? That is considered able to become tamei. Kise shekvo bekalnos. What if you have a chair you attach to a post? So now tamei, so it's going to be tamei being chiburlo. Asabo kise ein tamei el mekomo. If you fashioned it into the chair, right, from the post, so the tamei place is going to be the place that is the chair. Kavu b'koras beis abad tamei. If you attach it to an olive press, it's tamei ve'eno chiburla. But as a barosha kise, if you put in the top of the koras beis abad of the beam that you use in the olive press, if you made it a chair over there, so tahor meisha omrim lo amod benasas malachtenu, it's able to become tahor. Why? Because we tell people get off the board. I got to go ahead and press and do my work. Since that is the ability, it is considered not a chibur and not attached, and so therefore whatever goes on underneath it is not going to affect it itself. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.